KVGC News Time, 6 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday, the 28th day of August, 2017. Well, triple-digit temperatures will continue through most of this week across the foothills, and the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning through today. Daytime highs will range 100 to 110 degrees, with overnight lows in the upper 60s to mid-70s, with some of the warmer foothill locations only cooling off into the low 80s. Both Kathy Vicini out of Vicini Brothers on Highway 16 and Charlie Blazer over in McCallum Hill recorded lows of 80 degrees this morning. The combination of the hot temperatures and high humidity will combine to create a dangerous situation in which heat illnesses are likely. So remember, drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly and infirmed. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in a vehicle, even if all the windows are rolled down under any circumstances. Take extra precaution if you work or spend time outside. Whenever possible, reschedule strenuous activity to the early morning or evening hours, and know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Always wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing if you're going to be working outside, and be sure to drink plenty of water. I know we said fluids, but water is the best thing you can drink. And make sure also that your outdoor pets have some clear, cool water as well. Again, we're expecting temperatures here in Jackson well above 105 today.
And fire crews rolled to a small vegetation fire in the Valley Springs area Friday. According to CAL FIRE, the incident reported around 10:45 near the intersection of Gilliam Road and Double Springs Road and burned 7 to 10 acres. Air and ground resources both utilized. The forward rate of spread was stopped shortly after 11. The cause, under investigation.
And the Plymouth City Council has given its preliminary approval for a garbage rate increase for the city of Plymouth. During last week's meeting, the council indicated their support for a rate increase requested by Aces Waste Services. Aces had a three-year contract with the city that's now run out. So the council gave its blessing for city staff and Aces to negotiate a new contract and bring it back to the council for final approval. The council also approved an expenditure of $5,000 from the city's promotion fund. This will help with the promotion of the Big Crush event, as well as $4,000 to the Amador Council of Tourism. It also heard a report on the countywide pedestrian and biking plan and discussed a number of potential projects that could connect various parts of the city with sidewalks, walking, and biking trails.
And the Amador Water Agency working on the installation of 6 new fire hydrants on Buckhorn Ridge Road, part of a water main improvement project in Pioneer. The project connects the water tank on Deadwood Court to homes on Carson Drive. It'll increase fire hydrant flows and help eliminate periods of low pressure in homes and Pioneer Elementary during use of the hydrants. Now, the construction is fully paid for by a community development block grant. Amador County Supervisors partnered with AWA in applying for and receiving a $1.42 million grant to upgrade water mains in the area, improving water pressure for homes, correcting a health hazard, and increasing water supply for firefighters.
And later this month, San Andreas will hold a celebration to honor the county seat. Saturday, September 9th, Pioneer Day will be held in San Andreas. The Rotary Club, the Calaveras County Chamber of Commerce, and the San Andreas Merchants Association have all banded together to honor the pioneer heritage that made the county seat what it is today. The parade will begin at 10 a.m. at Lower Calaveras High School parking lot, heading up Highway 49 through Main Street and ending at the San Andreas Elementary campus. Immediately following, the fun begins in Turner Park for a family-friendly day. It was established in 1848 by gold miners. San Andreas has served as Calaveras County's government seat since California joined the Union in 1850. It was also one of the oldest government seats in the state. And for more information, contact Stacy at the Chamber Office, 754-5400.
Well, August 14th, a fire in the Kennedy Mine Change House left significant smoke and soot damage. The building serves as the Kennedy Mine Foundation's museum. Now, the Main Street Theater Works, who performs every summer at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater, donating 50% of the net proceeds of their September 1st performance of the Crucible to the Kennedy Mine Foundation to help with the cleanup and repair. Now, the Crucible is Arthur Miller's explosive account of the famous Salem witch trials and remains one of his most enduring acts. Buy your tickets now. Show your support for the Kennedy Mine Foundation at the special fundraising performance this Friday, September 1st. Tickets can be purchased at Hein & Company here on Main Street, Jackson, at the gate with cash or check only, or online, mstw.org. The Crucible runs Friday and Saturday through the 9th. The gates open at 6:30. Show start at 8.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. And that's a look at the news for Monday, the 28th day of August for 2017.